Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg, that is. Arnie is not here today. Sam Forbes is not here today, but Dr. Richard Podell, our esteemed medical co-host, is indeed here. Jack Chalom was here, but unfortunately he was only able to stay for the first hour, but despair not. Between Dr. Podell and myself, we'll do our best to answer your questions, and there are some people waiting on the phones. Before I get to the phone, Dr. Podell, I didn't give you a chance to comment on the...
Stop. It's a real doctor. I have a phone call.
Okay. I'll tell you what. All right. In that case, I'll put off...
Just step out a second.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, I guess I misled you. I thought it was going to be Dr. Podell and me, but it's only going to be me for the moment. Anyhow, let's get to the telephones. We have a number of people with questions about fish oil, but it looks like the first person queued up has a different question. So let's get that out of the way first. Let's talk to Chris in Massachusetts. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Chris, how can we help you?
I want something to go work out that's good and honest.
I'm sorry, say that again. Hello? Okay, well, I can paraphrase Chris's question a little bit. Hopefully he's listening on the phone. According to what was written on the monitor here, his daughter is going to go to college and be involved in sports, and he wanted to know how to increase her energy levels. Well, of course, I don't know any details about her health, but generally speaking, my first comment would have probably been to make sure that she's eating well, getting good nutrition from her diet. Then the next most important
thing,
getting enough sleep, taking a good broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, something like Wilvite that includes not only all of the B vitamins but also plenty of calcium and magnesium. If there is need for more than that, there are products that can have a bearing on energy and stamina and endurance and so forth. The adaptogenic herbs would be in that category, the ginsengs. We have two products in the Phytotech line. Those of you who were... that attended our health symposium heard Mitchell Coven give a talk about herbal supplements for stress, anxiety, and sleep. Well, when he was talking about stress, he mentioned a couple products that would be appropriate in this case as well. And by the way, on next week's program, we're going to be featuring part of Mitchell Coven's lecture. So if you're interested in if you're interested in stress, anxiety problems, sleep problems, and so forth, be sure to tune in next week. Anyway, the two products that he mentioned, one is called the Adaptogen Complex. These are both in our Phytotech liquid herbal line. Adaptogen Complex, and the other one is called the Ginseng Energy Blend. The difference, the way that you would choose between them is if you're having a current problem with fatigue, a low energy, if you're under stress and you know it, then you would want the ginseng energy blend. If you, on the other hand, want to avoid the feeling of fatigue, if you want to avoid getting burned out, if you're anticipating the periods of stress, then the Adaptogen Complex would be the product that you would look for. Okay, so hopefully that was of some help to Chris for his daughter, okay? All right, let's now go to some of the fish oil-related questions. Let's go to Richard in Massapequa. Welcome to the World in the Window. Richard, how can we help you?
Yes, hi. I take aspirin 81 milligrams a day, and I'm wondering if it's okay to take fish oil with that?
Well, my easy answer is yes. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, my easy answer is yes. I'll just add the usual cautions. For instance, if you had hemophilia, if you had any kind of bleeding disorder, then that wouldn't be the case. But both aspirin and fish oil will make platelets a little bit less reactive, a little bit less likely to clot. We call that thin blood. For most Americans, vast majority of Americans, we want the blood to be a bit thinner than most Americans are. There are going to be a few people whose blood is already too thin, in which case neither aspirin nor fish oil would be desired. But for 99% of us, taking them both together is just fine.
Okay, because I'm concerned about bleeding because I get a lot of black and blues. So I was just, you know, wondering.
Well, that's the issue. Do you take just a baby aspirin or you take
81 milligrams? Yeah.
Well, the question is, why do you get a lot of black and blue marks? And the aspirin might or might not be contributing to that.
Well, I was told by my doctor that it does contribute to the black and blues.
Well, it may. And the fish oil might or might not make that a little worse.
Right. That's what I'm afraid of.
But there's no way to tell other than to try. And then the question is, well, why are you taking the aspirin?
For heart, you know, protection.
Okay.
Is this your idea or the doctor's idea to take the aspirin?
Mutual, actually.
And how old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay. As a matter of judgment, if your blood is too thin or if your blood vessels are too weak, maybe you're not one of the people who should be taking aspirin. I'm not saying you are. But, you know, that raises the question. Ordinarily, someone would take a low-dose aspirin. They would not get black and blue, in which case adding a regular fish oil would be just fine.
The other part of the equation is maybe you bruise easily because you're deficient in certain other vitamins, like vitamin C and the flavonoids and
right.
things of that sort. Have you tried supplementing with the high levels of bioflavonoids, vitamin C, things of that sort?
Well, it's a possibility. I take a lot of medication. I suffer from schizophrenia and major depression.
All right. Well, look, I think, you know, basically we've answered the question. When we had Dr. Duffy Mackay on a while ago, he pointed out that there was a study published that showed that there really is no concern. There is no problem with fish oil and blood thinning medication. And I think I posted that study. It's on our website, wilner.com. If you go to our website, I'm sure you can find it. The other thing is, as Dr. Podell said, there is a judgment call here. And the problem is this. As we just got done briefly explaining, and during the first hour, there are many, many, many impressive health benefits to taking fish oil supplements, to eating fish and taking fish oil supplements. Many, many benefits. Do you deprive yourself of those various benefits merely because of a theoretical concern that may or may not be real about a problem with the baby aspirin? You know, you might be the perfect one to start off with that Solgar product that I mentioned earlier, the Alaskan Full Spectrum Salmon Oil, that is relatively low in actual EPA DHA. It's a full spectrum fish oil supplement. One thing that you could do, start off with a product like that, start off with one soft gel a day, two soft gels a day, have your doctor monitor you, see if there's a problem. If there's no problem, you can keep on increasing the dose.
Yeah, okay. Something important here. In a sense, you are a medically complex person. So anything that needs to be done has to be done with their doctor, perhaps with an alternative doctor collaborating with your doctor. And the kind of things that apply to most of our listeners may not apply to you. But, say, schizophrenia is one of the areas where people tend to have low omega-3s, and possibly getting more omega-3s in the fish oil would be helpful for the schizophrenia part as well. But that has to be teased out as part of your total treatment.
Okay. Okay, Richard, thank you for that call. Hopefully we gave you some information to think about and help you make your decision. For those of you who are listening and may not have heard me discuss this during the first hour, some of the products that are applicable to this discussion of fish oils are the Solgar fish oil supplements. You know, Solgar has a pretty broad range of omega-3 supplements. I mentioned a couple of them, the 950, the 700, that are very rich in EPA, DHA. Those are on sale for another week at 40% off. This new product, this full-spectrum Alaskan salmon oil supplement, is currently on sale at half price. So, and that's also just one more week. So if you are interested in trying this new product, now is the time, okay? Also, while I'm talking about limited times, the half price deal on the Ubiquinol from Solgar, and this is really something that you don't want to miss a chance to stock up on this. I'm told that we ran out of stock at one point. We were selling so much of this. It's back in stock. We have plenty. Solgar's Ubiquinol, 100 milligram, the active form of CoQ10, on sale at half price for one more week. Okay? Anyway, having taken all of that out of the way, we'll get back to the phones in just a minute, but first we have to take a short break. Our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. Please feel free to give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber, it didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaru's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of Lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaru Formulas Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaru Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, this is Don Goldberg again. You know, some people think that just because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, that's not the case at all. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices around. It's true. If you don't believe me, I'll give you some examples. Right now, for example, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line on sale at 35% off list. The Full Nature's Way and Sprunk Jansen lines on sale at 30% off. All Solgar omega-3 fish oil supplements, CoQ10 products, and women's health products on sale at 40% off list price. Also, as I mentioned a moment ago, we have the Ubiquinol, Solgar's Ubiquinol. That's on sale at half price. We have the new Solgar Full Spectrum Alaskan Salmon Oil, also on sale at half price. We have deals on Natrol, UAS Labs, Country Life, Garden of Life, and there's more. How do you find out what else is on sale? You go to our website, www.wilner.com. You click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can also sign up for our newsletter, request our free product catalog. You can, if you prefer, you can call for a catalog, 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. That phone number is, of course, our store, 1-800-633-1106. If you want to leave a message, you can do that today. Otherwise, you should wait until tomorrow when there's somebody there to answer the phones. Even better, better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead, 2900 Peachtree Road. While you're on our website, of course, which is wilner.com, be sure to check out all the informative articles, the reference material, the audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment. This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. And right now, Wilner Chemist has a deal you can't beat on Solgar's Ubiquinol, half price. That's right, Solgar's Ubiquinol is on sale 50% off at Wilner Chemist's. Be smart and stock up now. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host, and we are answering your questions. And let's get right back to the telephones, and we'll talk to Bob in Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Bob. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, guys. I got the two questions. Is there any contraindication between fish oil and natokinase?
Well, I wouldn't think so. The natokinase, okay, we hear a lot of echo from your radio. That's it. Okay. The natokinase is primarily will function to dissolve clots, the fibrin that makes up clots. I don't really think that will interact with the fish oil. Dr. Podell, what do you think?
I don't think so. Not very much.
Okay. All right. So that's so you have. All right.
You wanted a complicated answer, Bob?
That was great. I just one other question. I had a problem with my foot. I've been putting the Voltaren gel on it, which is a NICED type cream. And are you still there?
Yeah.
And so when I went to the doctor recently because I was feeling very tired, and my liver enzymes were up, and I looked onto the contraindications of the Voltaren gel, and that was some of it. He suggested I take some whey protein and milk thistle Is there anything else you would suggest that would that I shouldn't be taking while I'm, you know, to get my liver enzymes back to normal?
Your doctor suggested you take some milk thistle?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a nice doctor that you have there. Okay, well, you know, there can be a number of other reasons why you would have elevated liver enzymes that, that the, we, of course, don't have any knowledge of. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, there's a large number, and there, that's a medical issue that to be worked
out.
Yeah,
I mean, I think, you know, it sounds like you have a doctor, Bob, who is kind of with it. So I would have to say that he's the one who will be best able to guide you on what you should be doing about that. I don't think that's something we can help you with.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Bob, thank you for the call. All right, let's try to squeeze in another call quickly. Doris from Manhattan, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you. By the way, I want to say I went to that conference, and I heard Jack Shallot, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
All right, my question involves the fact that I have macular degeneration. I asked my eye doctor, because he asked me if I'm what I'm taking and to be careful about blood thinners because they are concerned I have the dry kind. It could become the wet kind. I said I'm taking 1,000 milligrams. I think I'm taking one fish oil capsule a day, and if I want to increase it, he said, well, keep taking what you're taking. In other words, if it's working, don't fix it. So I also have arthritis, and what I wanted to know is, can EPA and DHA be separated where one of them would be less blood thinning in its effect?
Well, no. I think the difference between EPA and DHA, let me put it this way. I don't think there is a difference between EPA and DHA or a significant difference in their effects on the thinning the blood. Okay, all of the omega-3 oils will have this very slight blood thinning action, which, as Dr. Podell has pointed out, is usually a good thing. Okay, so separating the two or trying to take more of one than the other for that particular reason, I think you're not on base there.
Okay, so I can continue taking what I'm taking, according to him. And I also was curious, to add GLA. GLA is not a blood thinner. Is that correct?
Well, it might also have a slight blood thinning action.
In high doses, if you're taking just a little bit,
I'm
probably
not. I'm just taking
not.
A little bit of orange oil,
It's amazing how everybody is so concerned about this, but, you know, the conventional medicine or the naysayers have done such a great job. You know, there are people who are just so desperate to find something negative and cautionary to say about supplements, and they can't find very much. All they can find are these really mild, way out, little problems like the blood thinning, and it's gotten built up to such a big deal. It's a shame. Okay, I'm sorry, but we have to take.
You
can comment in a second.
Okay,
fight with me afterwards. Okay, we have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable, nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
And over on the Bruckner, both directions between the Hunts Point drawbridge and the Sheridan Expressway, things starting to ease out. We had an earlier vehicle fire. The vehicle fire has been cleared, but the damage is done. Also trying to get across the Hudson River at the George Washington Bridge. Heading into town, that's a 45-minute wait. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 30 on the inbound side. Outbound heavy, but moving. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel's eased out nicely, but on the outbound side, once you get through the tube, look out on 495 as you approach Route 3. We had an earlier flipped-over vehicle. The vehicle has been cleared, but obviously, the damage is done. Traffic will be heavy through that stretch of real estate. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, over on the FDR Drive northbound side, heading up into Gracie Mansion, looks like you're still dealing with heavy traffic through that stretch of real estate. This report is being brought to you by Circle BMW and CircleBMW.com. Get your BMW at Circle BMW, Route 36 in Eatontown, exit 105 off the Garden State Parkway, CircleBMW.com. Right now, as far as mass transit is concerned, looks like everybody's rolling on or close to schedule.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available, organic resveratrol, from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France. Resveratrol has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Reserve Oz's all-natural patent-pending manufacturing methods, coupled with certified organic ingredients, guarantees that you will receive the highest levels of purity, quality, and freshness. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Reserve Oz will help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Oz Organics. Reserve Oz supplements are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Reserve Oz Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're going to continue our discussion of the whether or not it's really something to be concerned about, taking fish oil and blood thinning medications, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. I will give Dr. Podell a chance to have at me, and then I'm going to read you the abstract from the article written by Dr. William S. Harris, Sanford School of Medicine, the University of South Dakota, called Expert Opinion, Omega-3 Fatty Acids and Bleeding, Cause for Concern. published in the American Journal of Cardiology, 2007. But first, okay, what did you want to say?
Well, I don't really have at you, but the suggestion that the all the worry about the bleeding from fish oils and other nutrients is sort of, how do I put this? It is not part of a conspiracy against the health food industry. It really stems from the only time doctors encounter problems with the bleeding and herbs and nutrients is when people are going into surgery. And in those people, if they are taking, say, ginkgo or garlic or high-dose fish oil, and the platelets are less sticky, and you're cutting open things so they're going to bleed, they're concerned that people will bleed more. And that's all legitimate concern. If one were to transfer that to the general public taking these things ordinarily, people who don't have any particularly high risk of bleeding, that would be inappropriate. But the kind of leaders of conventional medicine really haven't taken it that far.
Yeah.
And so
well,
to some degree, that's a paranoia on our part.
Yeah, I think the key – well, no, I didn't really mean to imply that it's a conspiracy. I just think, you know, when you see this caution mentioned every single time that somebody discusses supplements, and then we see the results. Look how many people are calling in with these questions. Every time we talk about this, we get these exact same questions. And you know, you hit the nail on the head when you said high dosages and you said surgery. You know, I mean, just stop and think. Let's use some common sense for a moment. Fish oil supplements, omega-3 supplements, as well as some of the other things you mentioned, ginkgo, garlic, this and that. These are, you know, there are millions of people taking these products. If there was really this such a big problem that people had to be as concerned as they are, I think we'd be seeing a lot more clinical evidence of the problems. And we don't, you know. I think it's a theoretical problem, and people think it's more of a real problem than it is. Let me read the abstract of Dr. Harris's paper. Omega-3 fatty acid the ethyl esters have well-known triglyceride-lowering properties and were shown more than 30 years ago to inhibit platelet function. With the recent U.S. FDA approval of these agents for treating severe triglyceride elevations, concerns about excess bleeding naturally did arise. However, an objective assessment of the evidence for clinically significant bleeding reveals that such concerns are unfounded. As such, the benefits of triglyceride lowering with omega-3 fatty acids more than outweigh any theoretical risks for increased bleeding and so forth. There's a whole, you know, for those of you who would like to get more information on this, go to our website, wilner.com. You can go to our reference library section, or you can go to the advanced library, well, the library quick search. It has a little pull-down menu. If you choose, I think it's omega-3 as a keyword, you will see, one of the results will be an article called Omega-3 Fatty Acids and Bleeding, Cause for Concern. This was first brought to our attention on February 24th when we had Dr. Duffy Mackay on the Wilner Window radio program. You can also listen to that radio program if you'd like, where he discussed all of this and pointed out that this is a red herring. So, and I intended that pun, okay? Nice article. I think I even published this in one of our newsletters or catalogs at one time. Okay, the article again, Omega-3 Fatty Acids and Bleeding, Cause for Concern. It's in the Wilner Chemist's Reference Library section on our website if you want more information. Now, again, I'm not saying that if you, as Dr. Podell has pointed out, if you are one of these unusual high-risk individuals, if you're taking high dosages of a strong omega-3 fatty acid, if you're getting ready to go into surgery and you've been taking a 6, 8, 12 soft gels a day of a high-potency EPA DHA supplement, yeah, you know, I would think that you should indeed be cautious. You should pull back on your dosage, whatever. But just because you happen to be on normal, you know, taking a baby aspirin or taking a normal blood thinning medication as a preventive, you don't have to be afraid of taking a moderate dose of an omega-3 fish oil. That's my opinion. Okay, I'm not a doctor, so you can. Take it for whatever it's worth. All right. Can I move on to the next caller, Dr. Podell, or do you want to comment?
I am fully satiated.
Okay. All right. Okay, folks, I will step off of my soapbox here, and let's get to the phones. Liz from Queens, how can we help you?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air on the Wilner Window. What's your question?
What name did you say? I didn't hear it.
You.
Yes, Liz. Okay, well, I did have a question along the lines you were just speaking of, but I'll skip that if you want me to. I have a couple of other questions.
Well, if you feel comfortable in skipping it, go ahead. Otherwise, we can answer it, but I think we've already answered it.
Yeah, it was. I take Plavix and an 81-milligram aspirin, and I take 1,000 milligrams of the regular strength omega. And also, thanks for mentioning that the omega, you mentioned something about it might help depression, and I do find it's kind of like a mood lifter. Yeah, I really find that every day when I take it. I really wanted to ask...
Wait, let me interrupt you. You see, that's what I said earlier. You know, why do I get bothered by these concerns? I get bothered because, like I said earlier, there are so many well-documented health benefits to taking these omega-3 oils.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to argue against taking some amount of omega-3 supplementation. There's just too many... And when I hear people worrying so much about this blood thinning thing, it just bothers me because I think that they're being misled. That's all. That's my only reason for getting so worked up over this. Okay, I'm sorry. What's your other question?
My other question was vitamin K is added to a lot of things, and I heard that if you're on a blood thinner, that say you were to bleed, you would be given vitamin K by an emergency room or whatever to counteract it. So should you not take vitamin K? Does it counteract the effects of the blood thinners?
Well, let me let Dr. Podell comment on this first.
Okay,
if
you are on a Coumadin blood thinner, then taking vitamin K counteracts the effect of the blood thinner. But if you're not on a Coumadin-type blood thinner, then vitamin K does not affect your blood thinning one way or the other.
Was Plavix a Coumadin-type blood thinner?
No. But I would have you talk with your doctor about the vitamin K. My understanding is it should make no difference.
Okay.
But it is a very, very potent blood thinner, and... So just run it by him. For someone who is not taking a blood thinner, the vitamin K adding or subtracting will make no difference.
Right. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to your show next week. It sounds great.
Okay. Yeah. The vitamin K is a complicated question. And, you know, vitamin K, of course, has other benefits, too. You'll notice that it's included in many products that are good, that are designed for bone health and things of that sort. And I must admit, I tried to do a little research on this particular question, and I found a conflicting advice, so it's that one I will agree with Dr. Podell. Whatever you decide, make sure that your doctor knows what you're doing. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. And by the way, next week's show. Let's see. Was Liz the one who said that she attended the health symposium? Even if you attended, you know, I'm going to include next week a recording in part of Dr. I'm sorry. I'm going to play back part of Mitchell Coven's lecture and then add a bunch of comments on it. And we'll also be posting on our website his actual PowerPoint slide presentation. So even if you were at the health symposium, I think you will benefit from tuning in next week, because there'll be some additional information and a lot of stuff you may have missed the first time around will be on the show. Okay, how are we doing? Let's see. I think, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk to Bruce next, but before we take the call, why don't we get rid of some commercial break stuff so that we won't have to rush our call with Bruce, okay? This is Don Goldberg, and I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host, and we're going to take a break and get back to our phones in just a minute. I'm not going to give the phone number because I'll give the number. We might have a couple openings. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Back in a moment.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula. This fish oil formula from Blue Bonnet supplies the highest amounts of important omega-3s, EPA and DHA, in the right balanced ratio, scientifically relevant for maintaining optimal heart health. In addition, this more bioavailable and stable triglyceride form of fish oil is derived from deep sea cold water fish that has been molecularly distilled and third-party tested for heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants. This purification process also removes the unpleasant fishy taste typically associated with marine fish oils. So, although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to the Wilner Window. Before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New chapter, The Whole Truth. Also want to remind you one last time, because there's only 1 week left in the sale, Solgar's Ubiquinol, 100 milligram, one half price. Fantastic deal. You want to stock up on that. Only one more week left on the sale. The Solgar Omega Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Fish Oil Supplement. It's a new product, also on sale at half price. All the other Solgar fish oil supplements, by the way, the ones I mentioned, the Omega 3950, Omega 3700, and the others, and their other CoQ10 products are 40% off list price. Again, one more week left on that sale. So don't blame me. Don't say I didn't warn you, okay? All right. I think that takes care of all the business. Now we can get back to the fun stuff. Let's get to the phones and talk to Bruce from Long Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Bruce, how can we help you?
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Your guest had mentioned EPA and DHA, and he said one was for cognitive function and one was for inflammation. And I just want to make sure I got it right. EPA is for...
Well, what he said was EPA was more for mood and depression, I think, and he said that the DHA had been shown to be involved in cognition.
Didn't he say inflammation?
Oh, well, they're both involved with inflammation. If inflammation is your problem, you don't need to worry about which one you're getting. I would just stick with the normal ratios.
All right, and the other question was, someone had mentioned that if you take coenzyme Q10, you should take it at the same time with vitamin C and E because it works synergistically with each other. Is that true?
Well, not really. CoQ10 is an oil-soluble nutrient. So theoretically, it doesn't matter that much exactly when you take the CoQ10. It's not like it's... You see, the vitamin C is water-soluble. You take it, it reaches peak blood levels, half hour, an hour or so, and it starts being secreted, and then, you know, maybe it's gone in a half a day. The CoQ10 is going to be hanging around for a long time.
Yeah.
So theoretically... it's not that critical exactly when you take the CoQ10.
Yeah, usually I have people take CoQ10 when there's some fat in their stomach because it does seem to help the absorption.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I take it either with the fish oil or take it with dinner, which tends to be the fattiest meal.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last question, when you said moderate dose of the omega-3, you don't run in trouble. Could you define moderate dose?
Yeah, okay. My definition of moderate dose is anywhere from two soft gels a day up to six soft gels a day.
Okay.
Now, again, depending on what, you know, I mean, that could be, as I was explaining during the first part of the show, that covers a pretty wide range of EPA, DHA. But still, if you look at much of the research, they use very high dosages for some of these therapeutic indications. And when the amounts that you find in many of these supplements, especially these whole, you know, the full spectrum oils, like I said, the Solgar product, this new product, the Alaskan Full Spectrum Wild Salmon Oil, excellent product, has a lot of good stuff in there, but there's only 112 milligrams of EPA and 100 milligrams of DHA per one soft gel. So, you know, I really wouldn't worry about the blood squishing around in your shoes from taking, you know, a handful of those a day.
The
950, maybe a moderate dose to me on that would be two soft gels twice a day. You know, I mean, I'm assuming that if you're going to be taking two of these high potency soft gels twice a day, you're doing it for a reason. You're not just doing it to compensate for the fact that you're not getting enough fish in your diet. You're doing it because you have arthritis, you have heart disease, you have some problems. So, you know, whenever you're taking something therapeutically, whether it's a food supplement supplement, whether it's a food, whether it's a drug, an OTC drug, or a prescription drug, you always are balancing the potential benefit versus the risks, okay?
Right. Yes.
That's all.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Margaret in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Margaret?
Yes, I have a problem that's occurring with greater frequency. I get a headache right after a bowel movement, and it doesn't last long, but it's happening with greater frequency now, and I was just wondering if that could be a symptom of something.
You say you get a headache after a bowel movement?
Yes. And it lasts for like a couple minutes.
Yeah, I mean, without being too alarmist, and basically when you bear down to move your bowels, you're increasing pressure in your brain, the blood, you know, all and in your chest and in various places. You're probably tensing up a variety of muscles. So I would take that not as an alarm bell, but as something of concern enough to go see a doctor about. Whether it's simply a matter that you're tensing certain muscles, in which case a little physical therapy and a little posture training is what you need, or could it be that there's increased pressure in your brain, that you have too much cerebral spinal fluid and more complicated things like that? That's something the doctor has to evaluate.
Okay.
Margaret, do you have like a chronic constipation or anything?
No,
or are you about,
no? Well, as long as I eat enough fruits and vegetables, I'm fine.
Okay, all right.
So... No, I don't have that problem.
Okay, very interesting.
Okay. I'll check it out with the doctor. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that call. Okay, let's move on to Mark in Staten Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Mark, how can we help you?
Yes, a friend of mine had a stroke last year, and I was wondering if fish oil could help in his recovery.
Was it a bleeding stroke or a thrombotic blood clot float?
Well, he did have bleeding in the brain at one point.
See, those are the instances where you don't want to thin the blood. And so while the fish oil might still be appropriate in low doses, I think one would have to evaluate as part of the overall medical condition. So I wouldn't want to give advice one way or the other without knowing more about the case.
Okay.
Mark. This might be one of those, situations where we're kind of limited in how much help we can give you over the radio. I'm sorry we couldn't be of more help. Okay. All right. Thanks for that call, Mark. Let's move along quickly to Bill in Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Bill?
Yes. Hi. My wife has arthritis, and she's got some acid reflux and osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. The question I had is there a non-fish oil flaxseed, for example, a plant-based omega-3 source that would help her with her acid reflux? Sometimes the oil products are difficult for her to tolerate.
Well, so she doesn't like the fish oil because
well, because
she
of the reflux problem. It winds up becoming an irritant and with reflux. Whereas the plant-based is less likely to do so.
Well, they have these enteric-coated fish oils that will not release in the stomach. They release further down.
That's good.
That should take care of that particular problem.
All right.
That's one solution. Call Wilner Chemist and ask them about enteric-coated fish oil. We have a couple different sources available. The other thing is flaxseed oil. Theoretically, flaxseed oil will also have the similar action, but it's not as a direct. There is a conversion step required, and the potency is not as high with the flaxseed oil as it is with the fish oil. So you might need a little bit more, or you just won't get quite as much action. There's also the mixtures of the different oils that you might want to try as well. Mixtures of borage, flaxseed, and some fish oil, especially the highly purified fish oils that might not be as irritating as a straight fish oil would be. So those are some other options for you, okay? Thank you for that call, Bill. All right, as you can tell by the music, we're coming upon that time where we have to take a little pause again. We'll be back in a second.
is inflammation. Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. It looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. This portion of The World in the Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Dr. Padel for making a special effort to join me today. I want to thank Jack Challen for being here the first hour. Noah and I are in the control room. We'll see you again next week. Have a good weekend, everybody. Talk to you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.